been slain.
About themselves to understand what went wrong.
I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? We had some technical issues on this end. I think it's all worked out now. I'm not sure, but I think. Is it all worked out? No one was saying anything. I'll be back when I find out.
Yes, it's fixed.
Yes, it's all worked out. What a mess! You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. The biblical question. Why does violence happen? Why does violence happen? Why does it happen? Isn't that an amazing question? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. Why does it happen? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just got to do what you got to do and you're not able to just sit and watch the show, you can podcast. And go and do what you're doing, but you could be listening on your phone, no matter where you are and what you're doing. You can still listen and hear it live as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. And what else is amazing, Jesse? It's amazing that it's Friday again. And we all know by now that Friday's kind of relaxed day. No particular subject to deal with, but whatever, you know, the day to express yourself, it is, you're going to kind of get it off your chest day. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Pamela Brown explores the rise of Christian nationalism.
We've never seen it happen as fast as what's happening in the United States right now.
And its growing political influence.
Christian nationalism is an ideology rooted in the belief that our country was founded as a Christian nation and that our laws and institutions should reflect Christian values.
Why? Is that bad?
We support ICE and law enforcement.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to punch you.
And you're going to get in trouble for that.
Okay.
Whoa.
Due to severe walkout, the deputies are dealing with ICE protests on campus that was friendly and was to be safe.
Wow, animals.
I love him. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say about that racist stuff. And don't be looking at me on the news hating on me because I'm standing up for somebody that deserves to be stand up for. Get off the man's back. Let him do his job. He's doing the right thing. Back up off of him. And grandma said it.
Oh, Lord. Black people are so amusing. Did you say amusing, Hank?
Entertaining.
Black people are so entertaining. White people amusing. What a mess. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. That is an amazing video. Wow. The work of the anchor baby. Amazing stuff. Amazing. So, it's a spiritual battle. Just to remind you, for those who are working on themselves, it is a spiritual battle. And out there in the world, outside of you, the individual, it's not going to get better. You can bank on it. You can put Bitcoin on it. You can use your Bitcoin down there in Arizona to help find that lady. You can, whatever. It's not going to get better. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. But you, as an individual, can get better. You can get better. If you want to. The only reason you don't, as an adult individual, the only reason you don't get better, male or female, is because you don't want to. You don't want to. You love your misery. You love being misery. You get a thrill from it. And you get a thrill from doing the works of the devil, not only to destroy yourself, but to destroy others. It's all a thrill of evil. And you call it life. You call death life. You call the darkness light because of your thrills. Isn't that amazing? You love the thrills. You love the thrill of being angry or resentful. And you say, oh, it's only natural. It's human nature. How would I defend myself if I'm not angry? Woe unto the man or the woman who call good evil or evil good. And it's happening all the time. And you suffer. And then you think someday when you get to heaven, You're going to meet Mother Mary and thank Mother Mary for asking God to let you in. And Mary going to be like, what's up? Mary will be like, I'm glad I got in. Christ said the Holy Spirit interceded on your behalf. But somebody told you Mary was doing it, and you believed the lie. That Mary interceding. I was like, what now? It's amazing what the intellect will believe. Anything but the truth. Did you know the intellect cannot believe the truth? The intellect cannot believe the truth. The intellect is as far away from God as the West is from the East. But most all people, except for those who start to overcome, rely on the intellect. And you believe that Mary is interceding for you. You must have too much of that wine that Mary had Jesus to make for you at the wedding. Amazing. Let me go to Shelby out of Oklahoma. Shelby, you are on the air. Shelby?
Yes, sir.
Are you on a speaker?
No, I'm off of my speaker.
Okay, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you doing this morning?
All is well, sir.
Okay, I was calling because I kind of sort of have a dilemma. I just wanted to get your input on it.
So, okay.
I met my wife in college, girlfriend then. But at the time, I was in a severely fallen state. Like, I was a slut maker, you know, doing the most. But then as the years go on, I start to make some changes in my life. I start seeking, I would say. And so just the things I believe in and how I live my life started to change. And but my wife, what she believes in does not change. So she still believes in some of the same things when I met her. And I kind of have an understanding that I met her when you attract who you are kind of type of thing.
Yeah.
So I was living in hell, and so I attracted somebody living in hell.
Two devils met one another and married.
Yeah, and I feel like she still wants that hell. And she's doing things that I'm just way against. Like, I found my daughter with a book from the library. It's like the homosexual alphabet or something. And they didn't know what it's like an alphabet book with, like, defining what the gay words mean. And so it kind of bothered me. So my daughter didn't know what it was, so I explained it to her.
How old
and
is
even
she?
Even her. The daughter that got the book is 7. After I explained it to her what it meant, she said, "Ugh, yuck, why would mommy give me this book?" And so even a child can kind of recognize that it's inappropriate. And so I'm at a standstill because I don't know what to do because although I made all these life changes, I know that I can't expect someone to change or force them to change. They have to see it for themselves. And I kind of got myself into this position, but I used to react with anger. And now the less I react with anger, it seems like she gets angrier and angrier. It's like a demon is coming out of her. I think it's like she's possessed or something. So I'm wondering, what should I do? Should I just, you know, stick with it? Because it's kind of, I know if I, my kids are already going to suffer from it anyways.
How many children do you have with her?
I have 4 kids.
You have 4 kids with her?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And so when you saw this book and you told your daughter what it meant, did you rebuke the wife in front of the daughter? Did you correct her?
Yes. So that just creates more issues. She gets upset and angry or shuts down and stops talking. I do make sure to correct her in front of the kids.
Right on.
It just seems that she gets angry, and it's like it boosts up the anger.
And do you,
instead of talking about it,
does it bother? She doesn't talk. She gets angry and go quiet on you.
Yeah, sometimes she goes quiet or extreme yelling.
And are you bothered by that at all?
No, it doesn't bother me. I just don't want my kids. I used to be bothered by it, But I'm at a point now to where I don't bother. I go about my day as if it's normal. I don't really even talk to her now.
Right on. So when she yell like that, you stay calm as you sound like you're doing. Let her, let all the hell come out of her so the kid can see how crazy she is and how you are of love and she's of evil, and the kids will follow you over her.
Mm.
And when she does it, just say, hey, kid, see, she's angry, she's out of control. This is what hell look like. But don't be angry. Don't get angry at your mother for being that way. She can't help it, so that you don't become that way. And then, so you're working on yourself, right?
Yes, sir.
And so maybe one day your wife would get up and leave.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, you stay calm, because everything that she's doing is happening to her, inside of her, and she would like that when you met her. And you have nothing to do with it. And so let her scream, yell, and carry on so the kids can see the difference between evil and good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But don't argue with her. Don't fight with her. Don't try to prove anything to her. But you do correct her when she's wrong. But just don't be angry. And if she doesn't talk, let her go to her room and shut up. Don't even try to talk to her. Because it's just another attempt to get control over you. And you're like, well, what's wrong? Nothing. Why are you not talking? You've been quiet. Nothing. And she'll do that to get control over you. And that's not her, but it's the evil spirit that made a home in her.
Yeah, and that's what I'm guessing that, because it seems like she does want to control me. Because,
no, she does. And no ifs and ands about it. She wouldn't be carrying on like that if the demons in her didn't want to control you.
Yeah, yeah. She, I found out she's secretly taking some psych meds. And because I was like, you possessed by a demon or something. And just makes her really angry. And she was threatening to throw away the dishes in the house because I wouldn't, I said I wasn't going to wash them. So she threatened to throw away all the dishes. I just said, go ahead. And,
right on.
She, I don't know. It seems irrational behavior, but,
it is irrational. It's pure evil. And again, it's not her, but it's the demons that made a home in her, working through her. And this is what mothers, women do to have children. Those demons work overtime to turn the children against the father and create more little demons. It worked overtime, but your children are fortunate in that you're waking up. And so at least they're going to see the difference between the love of a father and the hatred of a mother, which is not love.
Yeah. My middle child is already seeing it. She kind of calls it out. It
right seems on. Like
the mom is kind of turning against her as well.
Because she's what?
She's speaking up and saying, like, that doesn't make sense. She got, just in a quick example, I'm sorry for taking too much time, but my daughter was telling my wife how important it is to tell the truth. And she's like, I have to be truthful because that's what I've been teaching her. It's like, no matter how tough it is, just be truthful to anybody. And so she was being truthful, and my wife was telling her not to be truthful, and she was going against her. So my wife became very, very angry. Came yelling at my daughter, and I'm correcting her in front of her. And my daughter, the middle one, really, really gets it. So she is speaking up for herself, and she knows I have her back when she speaks up.
Right on.
So that, but it just makes her mom very, it just turns her into the dead Satan.
Beautiful. It would be not beautiful if you were not working on yourself and the kids didn't have the protection of the father. But because you are working on yourself and they can see that in you, there's nothing that this woman can do to turn them away. Hold on, Sherry.
Thank you, Jesse.
Hold on 1 minute. I have another question for you. Let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
Thank you.
Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Report coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And then we have a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had an amazing, very surprised, I was surprised too, discussion with Hayden McDougal. And Hayden is better known as a woman propaganda. And he is an internet personality with over a million followers across all social media platforms. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Violent, lazy, evil. If white people disappear, it's over for the world.
It's over.
A black person will throw their whole entire life away to murder you for saying the N-word.
Are they after you for that?
Everyone wants to kill me, yeah. These Mexicans crying, don't make me go back to Mexico. I thought you were proud to be Mexican.
It's not like they're going to a strange land.
Women are like children. They don't know anything. How bad does it have to get before white people wake up?
Amazing. Today at 11 a.m. Pacific time, you telephone, telegraph, tell your enemy, and tell your friends to watch it. TheFallenState.tv. It's interesting. You can support The Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel by becoming a member or JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. All right. Amazing. So let me go quickly back to Shelby and dealing with his wife. Shelby.
Yes, sir.
Have you suggested to your wife that she need to forgive her mother and father and drop the anger?
I have. And I tell her like things like, hey, you need to forgive. I was like, you need to forgive me and everybody in your life. I told her to find God. She gets angrier. It's like it makes her, it's like throwing holy water on a vampire.
Absolutely. And how do you feel if she should leave?
I wouldn't feel any way.
Right on.
I'm okay with it. I kind of got out of that feeling stuff probably maybe five to eight years ago. I stopped dealing in my feelings.
Right on.
It's been working best for me. So I no longer get it. I just don't feel any way. I'm just kind of, I kind of took your advice a while ago and kind of stayed present. And that's been really beneficial to me. It's been super beneficial to me just to be in the now. There's no future or past type of thing.
Yeah.
And that benefited. I can see how productive it's been to my personal life. So I'm going to stick with that.
When you stay with staying present, you want to be like Enoch. Walk with Christ, walk with God, and disappear. It's going to be amazing. So stay present, and everything will work out fine for you and hopefully your children.
Thank you. Hope so, too.
Amazing. Any other question or anything?
No, sir. I appreciate you taking time out today to talk to me.
Stay with your silent prayer. And again, don't in your mind and heart, don't resent your wife. She cannot help herself. But if she get violent or anything like that, you call the police, have her arrested, and tell them to throw away the key because you're not coming to bail her out.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not
and just don't be angry because it's not her, but it's the spirit of evil that made a home in her.
Yep. All right.
All right, man. Thank wish you well.
You also.
All right, buddy. Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to Cora out of Michigan. Cora, you are on the air.
Hi, good morning, Jesse. Good. How are you?
All is well, Cora.
Good. This could be really silly, and I'd like to be guided if it is, because, again, I'm working on this pretty thoroughly. But when I forgave my mom a long time ago, I think I hugged her, and in a past fellowship I was watching, and you were saying, like, to not do that at the end because that means you're still in fear. But I guess I didn't see it like that in the time. We also had, like, more of a conversation when I did figure it, too. We talked about some stuff. So it was kind of just, like, I don't know. I didn't think anything of it. But I wanted to see your thoughts on that because I didn't see it like that. But I just wanted to see what you thought.
What I think about what?
Like, me hugging my mom after I forgave her. Because you said in a fellowship that still means, like, you're in fear, like, to not hug the devil. But I didn't see it like that in the moment. I was just like, it was like kind of just like solidifying our conversation because it didn't go bad, okay. Especially because I actually forgave her already before. So she kind of already understood what I was coming to her with again.
And so why are you doubting yourself right now?
Because of what you said, which I guess probably isn't what, it's not like it's what Jesus said or something. So I don't know why I like instantly doubt, which I appreciate you bringing that to light for me.
And why did you listen to that thought of doubt? It told you, oh, you hurt your mother when you were done. And you were afraid. Why did you believe that thought?
Strictly because of what you said. I think that's honestly...
Right.
I don't know why, Jesse, but I just... And maybe you could guide me with this, but, like, whenever you say something, I just don't – I've never had this with any other preacher, but I just take it so – like, not with a grain of salt. Like, I take it all the way home as if it's said to me or it's all, like, fully true. I don't know why I do that, but it does make me second-guess myself, even though I know in my heart that hug meant nothing, and
right.
I don't fear my mom at all. So I don't know. You have any advice towards, like – because
yeah.
I understand you're not Jesus and you don't claim to be that. You have the love of God in you, which draws me to believe everything you say. But even like my husband, like sometimes he's like, well, he wants me to come to him too and not come to you because I'm supposed to be obeying him and trusting him. And I know that every time you encourage me to also go to him, I just want to try to grow from just believing everything you say in fellowships because my mind instantly... takes like it goes crazy when you say something and it's kind of hard, you know.
What I suggest you do is when you hear mm-hmm. me or anyone says anything, you let it go
yeah.
in one ear and out the other. Don't hold on to it because when you do, you're feeding the intellect and the intellect is
okay.
against God.
Right.
The intellect love evil and against good. So let it go in one ear and out the other, and the truth will just speak to you on its own. It will show you.
Well, because actually, I don't know if this is the truth or not, but I actually instantly had a assurance that the hug meant nothing and it was fine. There's nothing more to look into it.
And so why do you accept that and not doubt yourself beyond that?
Because for some reason, I think I'm trusting you over maybe the truth that's speaking to me inside my own self.
Because all I'm doing is praying you, pointing you to the truth. And
right.
And words cannot words cannot explain the truth. It can only point you to the truth, and the truth within will make it clear to you or anyone that wants it.
So not everything you say is literal because it's just words,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's just words. Right. But then when you see within yourself without words that is true, that's the truth that's speaking to you from within. And
right.
And that's where all human beings should live from the truth
yeah.
within and not from the false truth without or someone
well,
that's pointing you
have,
to the
yeah.
truth.
So as far as that assurance that that hug meant nothing, I should have just trusted that and moved on with my day, probably.
You already know that. You just said it was
yeah.
confirmed that that hug did not mean anything. It didn't mean that you didn't
yeah.
forgive. So don't go
okay.
back and no doubt that either. The devil is still trying to deceive you. Who are you, Cora?
I haven't got that far yet, but I have been realizing lately that all thoughts are lies. That is a big thing that I actually have been seeing lately.
And so if you see that, why do you still react to the lie?
The fear of going to hell if I don't, literally. Every thought has a underlying fear of going to hell, and I've recognized that utterly and completely. Every single thought that comes in my brain, like if I like say if I do something, I'm like, okay, if I do this, I have to confirm it's okay in the Bible to even do this. So I like it's this underlining fear.
Why don't you take the fear and stop reacting to the fear and live in the fear and go through the fear? And the greater the fear is, the better it is for you. Why don't you go through the fear? We had the women's forum last night, and that's one of the things we discussed. Why don't you
uh-huh.
take the fear? Be afraid and do nothing about the fear. Why don't you let yourself be afraid and don't get into thoughts about fear?
Because I'm so scared.
Of
honestly,
what?
Of being an eternal death for whatever the thought tells me it's going to be that I'm doing or not doing or
are you the
to
fear?
Go do again. Or...
Are you the fear?
No. No, I
then
do know
you
I'm
know
not
you're
the fear.
Not the fear, what are you afraid of?
Maybe because I don't know who I am yet. I'm still having that hard time of like letting go of that horrible feeling, you know?
But how will you ever get through it if you don't allow yourself to
go through it? If I don't
go through
it, right.
No, that was a question.
No, I see what you're saying. My answer is I won't, and I guess I'm not giving it the fair shot that I want to.
But when will you? I give you
permission. Well, I thought today.
I give you permission to be afraid. I encourage you to be afraid. But I also encourage you to not to do anything about the fear. Don't deny it. Be aware. Don't try to argue with a second thought. Just be aware with the one thought, but do nothing about it.
Okay.
So the spirit of truth can come in and destroy, the spirit of God. Yeah, the spirit of truth can come in and destroy the lie of fear. Because fear is 100% an illusion. It's not even real.
Can I ask you something?
Did you hear me say what I just said?
Yeah, that fear is 100% an illusion, and it's not real.
It's not real at all.
Yes. Yes,
and it stops people
you.
From living because the people think it is real. You feel it in the body, in the mind.
It feels so real, and I know
yeah.
it's not. But, yes, I understand, and it's honestly making me, like, not judge other people because I just can see what I'm consumed with and I understand what they can be consumed with. And
yes.
it's helped in that sense a lot.
Right on.
So I know I'm growing. I can feel I'm growing. But anyways, I wanted to ask you, and I feel like I've asked this before, but when it comes to like calling you and asking, I feel like that is a really big thing keeping me away from going through it because my mind instantly says, okay, call Jesse and see what he has to say instead of facing it. So I know you said before to not call you about it, unless I really, really have to. And then my mind says, well, you really, really have to. So it's like, any advice with that? Because I know in my heart, well, maybe I don't need to even ask, because I already know in my heart to stop calling you with these things, because it's only longing the fear. So.
So what?
Do you probably still continue to advise to not dial you up and instantly ask you?
There are times, I mean, that's what good fellowship is to fellowship with men and women who are working on this stuff, even though you have to go on the journey by yourself. But if you really fellowship with someone who's truly working on themselves, not a Bible thumper person, but not a religious person either, but someone who really do it, it's fine. But if you're just doing it every time the devil tell you, then that's not good for you, because you're not testing the spirits to see that they're lying to you.
So if I'm like calling out a like horrible fear, that's probably not a good reason to call, because that's different than talking and edifying with someone.
Absolutely. 100% true.
So you can see that the light is working through me, because I'm discovering these things on my own. I just need that reassurance, and I need to stop needing that reassurance, because I can see that I'm getting the answers that you're telling me as well. You know?
Amazing. What? And so do you talk to your husband about these things?
We talk about spiritual things, but I think when it comes to like an instant thought and fear, I feel more comfortable just like dialing you up. But I do talk to him about these things sometimes.
Why you don't feel the same comfort in talking to your husband about these things?
I don't know. I also know that he doesn't really want to hear it most of the time either, because he's overcoming as well. And he just kind of is like, why are you still believing thoughts? Kind of how you say, like, he doesn't give me any slack. I don't know.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful. He's a great man.
But yet you won't.
I want to learn on trusting him. I'm working on trusting him more. The devil tells me, oh, he didn't forgive his mom, right? So he's not really, like, the devil just, like, makes me hate him. And it's not, and I also understand, I think it's Mimi, I don't remember who said it, but it's not the hate I have for him. It's the hate inside myself that's just pretending to hate other things.
So you still resent your husband?
I don't know. I still get angry when he's, like, playing his game. Like, I still feel anger when I hear the clicking and stuff.
So how are you going to be free of the demons if you still get a thrill from being angry?
I don't. I watch that anger. I do. I don't give in to that. I've been actually going in it, too. I've been doing really good with that. It still hasn't gone away completely. I still feel it. But I've realized, why am I feeling this? This has nothing to do with him. I do love him, and I don't even know why that's there. It's so weird.
And what do you do when you feel anger from him playing the games?
I sit there, and I feel it.
You don't yell at him or anything?
No, absolutely not.
And do you blame him for what you're feeling?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Right on.
And I do have to ask, should I apologize for resenting him or no?
Have you already done that?
Not to him, my husband. Not to my husband.
And why not?
Because I remember calling last week about asking if I need to forgive anyone else besides my parents, and you said to stop with that, and I don't need to.
But I didn't know you still resent your husband.
I guess I didn't know if I resented him or not, because you told me before that that's just the devil trying to control him when I hear the clicking, the anger. So I didn't know that was the resentment.
Do you still resent your husband?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure, I guess.
Well, pay attention
how would I know?
By paying attention to those thoughts and feelings when you are talking to him, or when he's playing his game, or whatever you're doing, and pay attention to that, but don't blame him for what you're thinking and feeling. He has nothing to do with it at all.
And I see that clearly, for sure. I definitely see that clearly.
And then,
but I do have to ask. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I want you to calm down and don't be so panicky.
Well, I'm panicking now because I feel like should I be apologizing for, should I forgive him? Because I feel like last week I was pretty reassured and feeling calm that I don't have to go back and forgive anybody anymore.
No, you're
the devil
fine.
Was telling me
you're fine. Just watch the thoughts and don't call them you. And don't take it out on your husband. Don't blame him. And you'll be fine. But if you want to have a, since he's working on himself, and you, according to you, and you're working on yourself, if you have this come, you know, husband, I've been resenting you. I resent the clicking on the thing, and I am wrong. That's fine. And then forget about it. Be done with it.
So real quick before you go, can I be done? Because I don't know who else I resent in this world.
Don't even think
about
that. Don't think about it.
Don't think about that.
Those are just another thoughts.
Can I be done? Okay, so I can be done with forgiveness after talking to my husband.
Cora.
Yes.
Calm down.
Okay.
Take a breath.
Yeah.
Move.
I just feel like if I don't get to everyone, God's going to hold.
Cora. Okay. Calm down.
Okay.
Walk slowly. Be aware of what's around you, and you'll be fine. Stop being so panicky with every thought that comes.
Okay. I know.
Forget about having to go around forgiving everybody. Just be present. That's not you panicking like that. You're responding to evil.
And the real me, I don't resent anyone. If anything, I will apologize to my husband because we've been through a lot and maybe that's important to do.
Well, do that and be done with it.
Should I not impose on him and say, oh, like you should
Cora,
be doing this when I
Cora.
Hear?
Cora!
Okay. I'm scared. I'm just trying. Okay. I'm trying.
Relax.
It's hard, but okay.
It's not hard to relax. That's not you. There's the demons inside of you carrying on like this.
Why can't I see that fully? I don't understand.
Because you won't calm down so you can see it. Every time they tell you something, immediately you believe it and overreact. And that's what the demons want, is for you to overreact. That's how they stay alive in you.
I understand. I'm not going to be petty with this. Like, I'm going to be serious and listen and calm down.
Calm down and stop panicking. Stop reacting to evil. Evil stay alive in you when you react. You should be aware and do nothing. Don't react. Don't call it you. Just watch it. And the light will destroy it. God will take it away from you.
Is there any way else I can know that God is with me through all this?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. That's fine. I'm committed.
All right.
I wish I could come to the women's forum, but I know it's probably great. So
the ladies'
I'm waiting
forum
for fellowship.
Was amazing last night. I got to take a break.
I always hear,
Let me know how it goes, all right?
I will. Thank you.
Bye. I'll be back in a moment for hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment.
How the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father.
And I returned to my father. And through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? I'm right. This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Express Yourself Friday, the 20th of February, AD 2026. And JLP will be right back to your calls if it be the Lord's will and the creek doesn't rise. And it is hake news, not fake news. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during hake news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the second hour, coming right up. And shout out to the ladies for an excellent women's forum. So cool. Women's forums are third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events. And men's forums are first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports egg prices have been plummeting, which they say is great if you're buying, not so much if you're selling. Always finding a reason to complain. American farmers say that there's an oversupply of eggs, forcing them to sell at rock-bottom prices, while expenses like packaging and shipping continue to climb. Thanks, Obama. Am I right? And Prince Andrew, the formerly known as Prince Andrew, has been arrested. Andrew Mountbatten - Windsor, as you already know, we reported it yesterday. The younger brother of King Charles III has been released from custody, though, and he remains under investigation following his arrest Thursday on suspicion of misconduct while in public office, according to UK, United Kingdom, police. Authorities have not disclosed what led to Andrew's arrest, but previously said they are assessing whether he shared confidential information with the late, formerly great, Democrat donor and Harvard donor, whatever, Jeffrey Epstein, and they call him convicted sex offender. During his decades as a UK trade envoy, Mountbatten - Windsor, that's Andrew, denied all prior wrongdoing but has not commented on the latest claims. King Charles III has expressed his deepest concern about the case and has distanced himself, of course, from his brother, where is the loyalty, stressing that the law must take its course. Andrew is the first senior British royal to be arrested in nearly 400 years over politics. And tensions in Iran. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, Thursday extended his timeline for a decision on whether to strike Iran, telling reporters on Air Force One, 10 to 15 days, pretty much maximum. His escalated rhetoric follows months of attempts to pressure Iran into accepting a nuclear deal. Quote, "We're either going to get a deal or it's going to be unfortunate for them," said Trump. Amid the threat of war, Iran has spent recent months rebuilding missile production facilities while further concealing its nuclear program. It has appointed war veterans to its national security structures, conducted maritime war games on the Persian Gulf, and launched an intense crackdown on domestic dissent. Wow. And there was a mega fire on the plains. The capital P planes, dangerous fire weather impacting the planes for a fourth consecutive day. I hadn't heard about this. As firefighters battle more than a dozen wildfires that have burned tens of thousands of acres and forced evacuations. The Ranger Road mega fire is the largest, scorching more than 283,000 acres from Oklahoma, this is in America, and Kansas. In Oklahoma and Kansas, an area nearly twice the size of Chicago. Dry air and gusty winds are hampering fire crews, particularly in the southern Rockies and plains. Blustery conditions in New Mexico and Texas fueling rapid spread through tinder dry grass. Homes and buildings have been destroyed by these fires. Local officials told Commie Nonsense the full extent of the damage remains unclear. What a mess. I'll tell you about Nancy Guthrie if you're interested at all. It's kind of become kind of old news, but I don't know if we'll find anything. Basically, no news still. I'm James Hake, JLP.
Stand up strong. face the truth about themselves. To understand what went wrong, I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Friday. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, why does violence happen? Why does violence happen? Why? Does violence happen? This is an amazing question. When you really, really think about it, this really is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, because we are heard around the world, by everybody and their mom and their mama, Monday through Friday, from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time. And you got a different time zone, so you gotta, you're like, I gotta run, I gotta do what I gotta do because of time. Podcast the show, and you still can listen running around on your phone by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk, buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk, or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Fridays, get it off your chest today. Fridays. Every Friday is. I want you to watch this video coming up. It's so amazing. It's like, it's everything. And then some. Friday, watch this video coming up, is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
Ah! I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Pamela Brown explores the rise of Christian nationalism.
We've never seen it happen as fast as what's happening in the United States right now.
And its growing political influence.
Christian nationalism is an ideology rooted in the belief that our country was founded as a Christian nation and that our laws and institutions should reflect Christian values.
Why? Is that bad?
We support ICE and law enforcement.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to punch you.
And you're
going to
get in trouble for that.
Okay.
Whoa.
Students that did walk out, the deputies are dealing with ICE protests on campus that was friendly and supposed to be safe.
I love him. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say about that racist stuff. And don't be looking at me on the news hating on me because I'm standing up for somebody that deserves to be stand up for. Get off the man's back. Let him do his job. He's doing the right thing. Back up off of him. And Grandma said it.
Right now. Amazing, huh? Absolutely amazing. I take no credit for that. That's 100% Anchor Baby. 100% Anchor Baby. And it's an amazing video. And I want, and what you might not know about that is that Trump held a Black History celebration, something like that. Because I think this month, in February, is Black History, I believe. And so Trump held a Black History celebration. Paying attention to the blacks, and right on, Trump. And so that's why that happened. We have that coming up for you. But first, I want to show you evil in human beings. And that evil is real. Evil is real. And it controls all human beings. There's not one that it doesn't control. And there are only a few that overcomes it. Only a few that overcomes it. Because most people would never overcome. They love their relationship with evil. And they call it good. They get thrills from reacting and being attacked from within. And then they roam the earth. They look around in their family members, friendships, and jobs, wherever, to find someone else that they can attack for the thrill of it. Emotionally, physically, and whatever. But human beings are wicked. You have no idea. And you will come to know when you see the depths of evil inside of yourself. That's why you must get to know thyself. You must know yourself. Because until you know what's happening in you, you're never going to understand what's happening in others. Evil is a mess. And it's live, and it makes its home in human beings, and it is real. That is real. Amazing, huh? I want to give you an example of what human beings are trying to do to affect Donald Trump and all his voters, all of his supporters, those who have voted for him and those who are thinking of voting for him. And they are doing this not because they love you, because human beings do not love one another. You could bank on this. Really, human beings, I don't care if it's your parents, your mama, your daddy, brother, sister, cousin, niece, nephew, husband, wife, children, workers, so-called friends. Human beings do not love one another. And you're lost if you think so. You're lost. You don't love them, and they don't love you. There's no love in it. And nothing good about human beings. Zero. As Christ said, when they call him good teacher, like, why do you call me good? No man is good. No woman is good. No one is good. And most people don't want to look at reality that they are no good. And because they won't look at reality, they cannot overcome evil and will not overcome. Here's an example of evil at work to deceive the people in hopes that come November or whenever the election is, that you vote evil in. Chicago Tribune. Democrat U.S. Senate candidate Juliana Stetson unveiled her just think about this. This heifer is unveiling a campaign strategy in this manner. Did you ever imagine that you would see something like this in America, a Christian nation? But this female, Juliana, unveiled her campaign first TV ad on Thursday. The ad began with three people repeating the phrase, F Trump, vote Juliana. Watch this with my ex.
Trump, vote Juliana.
Trump, vote Juliana.
Trump, vote Juliana.
They said it, not me. I'm Juliana Stratton, and I'm proud to have lived my whole life on the South Side of Chicago. I'm not scared of a wannabe dictator. I'm running for Senate to stand up to Donald Trump. I'll abolish ICE and hold Trump accountable for the crimes he's committed. Just like they said.
Trump.
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 Vote Juliana.
That's why I approve this message.
That's pure, unadulterated evil. And if you don't see that, something wrong with you, and you vote that person in, you will pay the price for it. They want to abolish ICE, the same government that, as a result of the attack on America, they voted in this program, and now they want it out because they're losing votes. It's not because they love the illegal aliens, they want to protect them. They want the votes. And where did the class decorum go over, I'm going to present a nice run here. I'm going to be decent about it. I'm going to do all my best. But how are you going to start an ad by saying F Trump? What kind of person would vote for a person like that? This person telling you up front, I'm evil. Vote me in. And evil people will vote her in. First of all, you shouldn't be voting for a female anyway. Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. And they're voting in female after female after female. And it doesn't matter the color or the country you live in. Well, it's a sad way to live, huh? But that's what my country has come to. And it's going to get worse. Because you're voting in evil. You're voting in the evil in you, and you're voting in the evil outside of you to run your life. You marry evil. Just think about this. Men and women get married under the umbrella of evil, and they call it God. And when it don't work, when it doesn't work, then they blame each other. I would suggest do what you want, but that you as an individual overcome evil. This is that Black History Month reception that black female was speaking at for that Donald Trump put on. This is from AP News. President Donald Trump hosted a White History reception. I mean, a White House White History. I can't wait for White History in July. It's in my mind. It's everywhere. It's in the air. It's everywhere. Ooh, White History Month. I'm missing you. I can feel it in my bones. White History is in July. Real history is in July. July just feels white. Get ready. Get your T-shirts and everything. Get ready to celebrate White History in July. And we have some amazing things coming up for you for White History Month. But anyway, AP News, President Donald Trump hosted a White House reception for Black History Month on Wednesday. Watch it from CBS News.
We want to take you now to the White House, where President Trump is hosting a Black
History Month event, and he just paid his condolences to the family of Reverend Jesse Jackson.
I want to begin by expressing our sadness at the passing of a person who was, I knew very well. Jesse was a piece of work, I want to tell you. He was a piece of work.
How about Nicki Minaj? Do we love Nicki Minaj? Right? I love Nicki Minaj. She was here a couple of weeks ago. She's so beautiful. Her skin's so beautiful. I said, Nicki is so beautiful.
Black
her
beautiful.
Nails, her nails are like that long. I said, Nicki, are they real? She said, she didn't want to get into that.
So happy Black History Month. Happy Black History Year. And happy Black History Century. Thank you all. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody.
Black people love Donald Trump. They love the Great White Hope. The black politicians don't. Because they want power and money. And they don't love the blacks at all. They yell at the blacks when the blacks don't do it the way they want the blacks to do. Kamala Harris, she needs your support. And you black men are not doing it. Amazing, huh? 4 more years, shout the black people. And that's like, it's like throwing water on demons to rebuke them when the black politicians hear that and the white liberals. That's why they want the illegal criminal, if they hear period, illegally, all criminals. But that's why these people don't want them to leave. Because even the blacks and a lot of Hispanics are turning away from the Democratic Party. And here's that from the Economic Times. Here's a woman. What? Oh, my producer's talking to me in my ear. This is from the Economic Times. This is that black female that was supporting Trump there. She called herself a grandmama. And Felicia Cook, she lost her, according to this report, she lost her grandson to violence. And she delivered this speech defending Donald Trump against accusation of racism, which doesn't exist anyway. Racism doesn't exist. Watch this from C-SPAN.
So nice. I like her. Please.
I like him too. One thing I like about him, he keeps it real, just like Grandma. I appreciate that because I can trust him because he tells exactly how he feels and what he thinks. Thank God for this president because he allowed his constituents, his people, to come to my house to interview me to talk about the murder of my grandson. I love him. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say about that racist stuff. And don't be looking at me on the news hating on me because I'm standing up for somebody that deserves to be standing up for. Get off the man's back. Let him do his job. He's doing the right thing. Back up off of him. And Grandma said it.
Amazing. It's nice to see a lot of black people who are leaving and have left the plantation of the Democratic Party. They've been on that plantation for too long, over 70 years or so, give or take. 70 years or so. I want to show you one other quick example of what evil looked like. And what I'm about to show you, Tisha, please, is going to make you sad. Really, what I'm about to, get ready, pay attention, and get some Tishas, please. You remember Oprah said, Tisha, please. this will make you sad. And it makes you wonder, how can people live with this type of fear? White people are so afraid of the blacks that it's gone beyond, it's gone beyond pathetic. It's gone beyond ridiculous. It's gone beyond como televu. It's gone beyond. It's sad. It's really, when you see this, you're going to feel sad about this. So get ready. This is like a warning. What I'm about to show you, it's pretty sad. I want to know what you think about this soundbite. Here's a clip of a black man telling two white women they should open the door for him because it's Black History Month. Watch this first one from Instagram.
Yo, it's Black History Month. I need one of you young ladies to open the door for me. Everybody's going to see this. If you don't do it, they're going to get on you. You better come and open the door. Trust me. Good girls. Good girls. We love that. And then you got to tell me Happy Black History.
Happy Black History Month.
You're welcome.
If that's not sad, then I don't know what can make you sad. And see how the black people know what to say to the white people to get a reaction. They know that white people are under attack. Genocide upon white people. If you don't open the door, this is on the video, if you don't open the door, they're going to know what you've done. And they turn around and open the door for him. Tell me you don't need tissue, please. And if you think that's bad, and it is, the black person goes into a cafe and appeared to be the same black guy goes into a cafe and goes into a clothing store and tell the white woman to pay for his clothes in the store. And here's her response. Why is this from Instagram?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
Super good. Just about to buy some scams.
Okay. Have you talked with us online?
I haven't. This is first time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And what's your phone number?
773. Actually, I'm going to have this white woman behind me buy it for Black History Month.
Okay. Yeah. Happy to do it. I've got you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you.
And then you can just tap on the screen.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
If that is not sad, I don't know what else to take. He made her buy his clothes according to this video. Yeah, I do. You black, I'm white, I'm scared. This is why the blacks can walk up to you on the street and attempt, according to the report, to cut your throat. They can see you on a train and stab you in the neck and kill you, according to the report. They can see you on a train and throw gasoline on you. They can rob you. They can rape you. They can break in your home. They can steal your car. They can do what they want and get away with it because of your fear. And fear is not even real. And this is what it has come to. And it's going to get worse. Because in the minds of black people, and not all, but most, you are their enemy. It's not real. You're not the enemy. but it's in the mind. And just think about people who are already angry and they're lost, and then they go and get drugs for anger. They call it post-traumatic, PD, whatever, and they give you medication. That adds on top of that. And then they give you free drugs, pot and stuff. And when you're like that and you're walking down the road and you see a white person, and in your mind, the devil's screaming, that's your enemy, that's your enemy, kill your enemy. What do you think going to happen? What do you think going to happen? That demonstration, if it's real, of these white women opened the door for him because he said he's black and it's Black History Month and you're going to be on camera and people are going to go after you because you're not opening the door for a black person. What type of message is that sending to other blacks who are angry? Not at you, but at their mom and daddy, but they told it's you. They've been told it's you. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. It's going to get worse. The genocide of white people is going to get worse because you're doing nothing about it. Let me go to first time caller out of Iowa. Let me go to the first time caller out of Idaho. Pablo, you are on the air.
Hey, JC, how are you?
All is well.
All right. I'm just calling to get it off my chest today. I'm calling regarding my wicked mother-in-law. Remember the Super Bowl where she's talking about the Bad Bunny stuff? I came out of that hell of the liberal Hispanic point of view. And she was like, oh, well, I'll say it in English and I'll say it in Spanish, but she's like, oh, baby, yes, you represent us. Yes, wave those flags. And I was like, what the? Like, that's not us. I'm not grinding on no homosexual. And I'll say it in Spanish now. Oh, sí, señor. Sí, tú nos representas, baby. Oh, what yes, the? And I was like, what the? And my father-in-law, man, I love him, but he's kind of beta. He's like following her. I was like, what? I didn't like the Super Bowl one, and I didn't like the TPUSA one. They both kind of suck, not going to lie. But, yeah. And then my last question, Jesse, who is Ms. Suge?
Ms. Suge?
Yes.
Ms. Suge is my cousin's mama. And Ms. Suge used to live down the road from us on the plantation. Monsieur dead now. But anyway, because of time, did you have a question about your mother-in-law?
I just wanted to get off my chest, Jesse. I know there's other callers, so okay. I won't be ready.
Before I run here, why do you let your mother-in-law into your life when you're responsible for your family?
Honestly, just
data. Hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break. 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Welcome back. Don't forget fellowship on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. All are invited. Meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. And I will do shout outs for you. Whatever the occasion is, personal shout outs. Congratulations, encouragement, no matter what. Go to Cameo, birthday shout out, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. Let me go back to Pablo out of Idaho. So Pablo, why don't you protect your wife and you have kids too?
Yes.
Why don't you protect your wife and children from her family and your family?
She lives in California, so she just called us and she was kind of telling us about the Super Bowl.
But why don't you protect your wife and children from her by keeping them away from her and keeping her away from them? Why are you not doing that?
I'll have to smoke on that.
And then you're calling your father-in-law Beta, and he probably is, but you're as bad as worse as he is because you're not protecting your family. In the same way, I don't know him, but it's not like he didn't protect his family from his wife. How is it that you see the Beta in your father-in-law, but you don't see it in you?
That's a good point.
No, that was a question.
Oh, shoot. Maybe because I'm living in my own hell.
Yep. It's pretty sad that you let this woman into your life. God said that when a man get married, he should take his wife far away from her family, his family, because this is what you're going to get. And you're allowing evil to destroy your family. You're not protecting it. How old are you?
I'm 26.
That's amazing. How many kids you have?
One and one on the way.
All right. Well, do what you want. But rather than judging your in-laws, see the evil in them, but realize it's evil of you not to protect your wife and children from her family, her father and mother, and from you. I mean, your father and mother and family. And you're going to lose your children by allowing that kind of stuff to happen because your wife will turn your children against you as well.
That's a good point because my wife, a while ago, she used to be like that. She used to give me hell. Like, I try to tell her. Like, I listen to your show almost every day and every night. And she... she finds you funny, but I don't think she likes you to the 100%. But she's kind of warming up to what you're saying, and she kind of realizes. She even said it the other day. She's like, "Dang, I am kind of like my mama sometimes."
Yep. And yet you let her mother call her on the phone, talk trash to her and to your family, and you do nothing about it. Because if you told the mother to stay away, the mother has no other choice but to stay. Hey, stay away from my family. Don't call us. Don't do anything. She'll stay away, but you won't do it.
Dang, that's deep.
Are you working on yourself?
No.
And why not? How will you protect your family from evil if you don't overcome evil within you?
Geez, I listen to you now. I don't even know what to say. I have no words.
Well, do what you want. So you haven't gone and forgiven your mother then, right?
That's kind of funny. I did forgive my father, and I did tell my mom exactly like the words that you said. And she kind of fell back. She was like, "Oh, well, your daddy, he wasn't doing his best." And I was like, "I don't want to hear it. I forgive him. He tried his best. I love both of you guys. Well, I'm trying to love both of you guys. I hated you." And that's, this was like almost like a couple months ago, actually. After hearing you, well, I got to know you from that, in the 90s when you were going against that Univision lady. And I was like, wow, okay. From there, it took me to the, I can't remember the episode, but you're like, forgive your mother. And from that, I went through that. And then, I guess, little by little, I started taking your philosophy, I guess I can call that.
Well, how are you doing the silent prayer?
No.
Amazing. Well, because of time, but I recommend, do what you want, that you overcome evil within yourself. You got it forgiven. Do the silent prayer so you can stay present. Because this woman, based on what you've said, your mother-in-law is going to, along with your wife, is going to destroy your children. And the kids are going to be helpless to the evil in them because you have not overcome the evil in you. You're not protecting them. And one day they're going to say, "What a pitiful father I had. He didn't protect me from evil."
Ouch. Okay, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, Jesse, you have a good one now.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Kyle out of California. Kyle, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well.
I'm calling. I was going to ask you, can you repeat the biblical question? I'm sorry. I'm a little black and slow.
Why does violence happen?
Okay. Can I answer it?
Yeah.
I think it's because evil. Not because of racism or anything like that, but I think it's the devil, right? Evil.
Okay, I appreciate that. I put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Okay. And my last question is, you know, I've been doing the morning prayer, the silent prayer.
Right.
It's been amazing, but how do you stay with it?
By staying present, meaning don't live in your thoughts, thinking about the past or the future or what if and all that mess. Just keep your mind where your body is. Always know where you are and what you're doing. you stand with it, and then by staying with it, you and God are one, and the Father will take care of you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother.
All right, stay with it.
I haven't seen nothing yet.
That's right. Absolutely.
All right, thank you, Jesse.
All right,
good talking to you today.
Right on. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chats.
Hola, yesterday.
Hola.
Just near the end of the show, gave a super chat explaining Estonia is East Europe, right next to St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg, Florida.
That would be Russia. Is St. Petersburg in Russia? I feel like I'm asking the wrong white man.
I know it's not Florida. I'm playing. But right on. Thank you. That's interesting. So Doug said the same thing, right?
He said that it's near. There is a St. Petersburg, Florida.
That's a St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yeah. No, he said it's near Finland.
Oh, yeah.
200 miles, whatever. If 200 miles, St. Petersburg, Russia, is about 200 miles from Tallinn, Estonia's capital.
Amazing.
One of the closest major Russian cities to the Baltic states.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Olav.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the D gave a coffee. Answer to the biblical question.
Why does violence happen?
All thoughts are lies. Which turns into emotions, and emotions makes you react, which then turns into violence.
Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that. That's amazing.
From the D with another coffee. Hey, Jesse and crew, I've been having conversations with my coworkers about racism, quote unquote, all caps. I have told them I don't want to talk about it because it doesn't exist. I also shared with them that white people are not killing black people. The blacks are killing other blacks.
Yeah.
I told them I don't want to hear about so-called racism until y'all start come up with solutions to stop black-on-black crime. They gave me the side-eye emoji. I truly understand what you mean about people being blind and can't see. I know that blacks have evil hearts. Love y'all, she black. Three praying hands emojis. And three hearts emojis.
Amazing. And she's doing this at work? Did she say
co-workers. I don't know if it's at work or if it's just co-workers. She doesn't.
And Doreen, I ask, because I don't want you to lose your job over people that you cannot help. And you need to earn a living, and you're going there to earn a paycheck, not to try to help anyone at all. All right? So be careful with that, because is she white?
No, she's black.
Oh, well, you're fine then. Oh, that's a different story. She's black. Erase everything I just said. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. From the D.
Right
Soul on. Conscious, three coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Jesse, biblical question.
Why does violence happen?
Spiritual blindness. People cannot see in the fallen state.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki, 5. Every day is an auspicious day to stop fighting and lay your weapons down.
You've been taught to fight. All your life you've been told to fight. The Spirit of Truth said, lay your weapon down and don't fight. The Spirit of Truth said, I will fight your battle for you. And that is so true that I can hardly find words to express it. You got to stop fighting. You protect your physical self, but there's no other reason for a fight. Zero. It's just a waste of time and two devils fighting one another for a cause. Two devils fighting. Lay your weapon down. Become the doormat and live. Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki, with 5 more coffees, white heart emoji. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Stay with it, Nikki. Stay with it.
And Robert with 5. Very grateful for you and the crew, Jesse. We had ashes put on our head when we were kids, but our parents made us rub them off after church. Back then, only a very few lunatics walked around all day with them.
That's so insane. Those people walk around with ashes on their head. The anchor baby put ashes. They put ashes on him, and he took his jacket and rubbed it off as a kid.
Wow.
And then the priest, he went down there and to get some Lord, the body of the Lord and the blood of the Lord. And the preacher and the preacher told him, "No, you ain't getting, you get back, Satan. You ain't getting no bread of the Lord." amazing, thank you.
And Jermaine with a super chat from the first stream today when we had that bad stream issue. Biblical question answer.
Why does violence happen?
Looking for answers and healing in the darkness.
Amazing.
Interesting.
Yeah, thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the Greek don't rise.
Amazing. Angel Angela gave 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 or maybe more super chats with no message.
Thank you very, very much for your support. We got a lot of work to do, and thank you for helping us to help others. All of you, really, that are helping. Thank you.
Balls City, Brandon B., gifted the cookie for one on pilled.net and gifted yet another cookie saying, "Happy White Guilt Month."
Whoa, mess, huh?
Indeed.
Thank you.
Heidi, 5944, told myself, quote, "When she's crying, she's lying," at church. While everyone else was hooping and hollering, and my eyes took those tears right back up so fast. Thank you, Jesse. Praying hands emoji.
When she's crying, she's lying, and you can bank on that. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Anthony L., game over sticker.
It is. Thank you. Thank you.
Marilyn, a coffee. Jesse, the white woman, women. Have made themselves mama to black men. White women are the reason black people have been so cruel to white men. The white man is hated in the West because of white women, says Marilyn. For decades, they've been accusing white men of every horrible crime. Racism, sexism, homophobia, rape, etc. Now white men are no longer protect white women, and black men treat them the way that every child treats the mother they hate. Sad but true.
It's so true. I can't even argue against it at all. It's so unfortunate, but so true. What a mess. Thank you.
Curly on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. I'm not white. How do we stop white genocide?
By being honest about it. Because it seems like the white people are not going to speak up about it. And then those that do speak up about it, a few will, one or two, handful, they are attacked, even by other white people. Like, what now? But those white people, the one or two who are speaking up, they understand that they are not being attacked. The ego is being attacked, and you're not your ego. And they still speak up. We need more white people to speak up so they could overcome fear. But you tell the truth about it, too. And that's what love is. Just don't hate the attackers, but speak up about it. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L. with a big wide-eyed, big open-mouth smile sticker. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Marcus G. Shout out, speaking emoji, to everyone in the chat and to everyone on the JLP show. I wish you all well. 100.
Amazing. Thank you.
Skip Laug says, "Granny tick." Indeed.
Granny is tick. Thank you, Skip Law. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest of them later, y'all.
Thank you.
Much appreciation.
I really, really appreciate the support, especially me not having to ask. Ask! I do mention it once in a while to remind you. Brandy from Hawaii. Brandy, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy.
Yeah, my question was, do you think that because Jesse Jackson has now died, that may be a sign that the civil rights movement will die?
Not at all.
You don't think so?
No, because too many younger blacks have been brainwashed about so-called civil rights, even though there's no such thing, and they've been taught in the schools, and and everywhere else. You notice when Martin Luther King expired, it got worse. And so the same thing with Jackson, especially the people calling him he was a force for civil rights and that kind of mess. No, it's not going to die. It's only going to get worse.
I pray that it does die.
All the prayers in the world.
I pray you're wrong.
The prayer ain't going to do nothing.
one time at Target out here, a black guy asked me to pay for all his groceries.
And the
cashier and I looked at each other. Yeah, I'm serious.
And what happened when you said that? What did you do?
But I'm not paying for your groceries. I can't even pay for my own stuff. and we just looked at each other. And
why did you say I can't pay for my own stuff? Or just saying that? No, I'm not paying for your groceries.
I pretty much just said I'm not paying for your stuff.
Yeah.
And the cashier and I looked at each other because we don't really have black people here, so I don't even know where that guy was from. And I haven't seen him since, and he was really black. And there's, like, not too many here at all.
He was really black.
Yeah, he was really black.
Was he blacker than the Ace of Spades?
Oh, yeah, he was up there for sure.
Amazing. But, no, the this so-called civil rights movement is only going to get worse. It's not going to get better at all. And if you look at the number of black females that they are put into position of so-called power, and all they ever promote is racism and slavery and all that. So it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
I think it's funny that they're
But if white people were to speak up about it and know that, hey, I don't care what you say, there's no such thing, it won't have an effect on my country in the manner that it's having it now. It would not have it. It would stop.
But white people are afraid to speak up. We get attacked.
I'm sorry?
I've spoken up, like, in comments or on, like, a, you know, Instagram or something, and I get attacked for, like, months over it. I made a comment saying white people didn't steal America, and I'm still getting attacked months later. Like,
and how you feel
you
about that?
You don't know anything. I don't care what I said. It's true.
Oh, okay.
So
right on. Amazing.
I just take it off. I think it's funny, though, Jesse, that these black people don't realize is they're turning us whites and blacks against each other so they can usher in Islam. And everyone's falling for it.
They can usher in what?
Islam and Sharia law.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that they...
Islam is already in America. It's already taken over. You ever heard of Madami?
Yeah, but the... Yeah, I heard of Madami.
You heard of Ilhan Omar?
Yep.
You heard
and
of...
These, but these black people are voting them in.
Tlaib?
Yeah, what a mess.
So it's taking over.
But they're
already
voting them in, thinking that,
I gotta
that
take
they're
a
on
break.
Their side, and they're not. 32
years old Brandy, now. Thank you. I gotta take a break. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. Thank you, Brandy. Back in a moment.
And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Some serious mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour 2 already of Express Yourself Friday. Get it off your chest day. February 20th, AD 2026, And there is one line open right now, even during fake news, not fake news. You can call in, young or old, young or old. And JLP will get to y'all's calls if it be the Lord's will, which it might not likely be. He will get to as many calls as he can. All right. It is fake news, not fake news. We'll get to more of your super chats and more great stories coming up in this third hour here shortly. But and after that, the Hake Report. And after that, the Fallen State TV. And then after that, American Anchor Baby. So cool. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports investigators say they still have no clear motive for or leading theory as to why Nancy Guthrie was allegedly abducted from her Arizona home nearly 3 weeks ago. A private donor is now backing a new $100,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of Nancy Guthrie's captors. Meanwhile, Pima County Sheriff's Department and the FBI increased their reward to $100,000. So it's double. The FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation for the viewers at home, have also recently briefed Border Patrol authorities on both sides of the U.S. southern border and the Mexico border, right, to be Mexico side, to be on the lookout for any clues in Nancy Guthrie's disappearance. On Thursday, Mexican officials said there is currently no indication that the 84-year-old was brought into Mexico. All right. All right. And it is southeastern Arizona, I believe. And you got to watch out for the illegals over there. And the illegals got to watch out for La Migra. The Olympics, day 13 of the Winter Olympics, was a triumph for Team USA. A woman got something. Alyssa Liu. Liu. L-I-U. Liu. Many Americans were hoping to keep the streak alive through the weekend. Alyssa Liu, A-L-Y-S-A, for her first name, became the first American in 24 years to win gold in women's figure skating. Congratulations. Team USA's women's hockey team also beat defending champions Canada to clinch the gold. I wonder if the women's hockey get to punch each other the way men's do. I don't know if that's an Olympic thing, though, if they get to punch into the Olympics. It was a 2-1 thriller that went into overtime, supposedly, right? Women's sports. When the Olympics concluded on Sunday, some weather-related postponements and delays in Livigno and Cortina d'Ampezzo, pardon my butchering of the names, leave it uncertain whether events will proceed as planned. Fans remain hopeful, especially as Team USA's men's hockey team, which has advanced to the knockout stage, prepares for a critical matchup today that could determine their medal chances. Not sure if that's already started, finished, or when it's going to start. And the video, there is a video out of the White House ballroom design that is finalized or related to that. President Trump's new White House ballroom. You know, these liberals were all pretending to be, oh, history got destroyed, the West Wing, or something right like that. Trump did say on Thursday he's going to direct the Pentagon and other government agencies to release government records related to extraterrestrial life and UFOs. Dumb, but whatever. Some people want it, I guess. The VA was going to enforce a new benefits rule, but that got canceled because the veterans or gripers were expressing outrage. They were going to say, oh, we're only going to pay for something if it helps. Something like that. I could be butchering the little report there, but I don't really, I'm not that interested in getting to that specifically because nothing happened, basically. A federal so-called judge, though, in Riverside, here's something you can be mad about, although I don't recommend it. In California, Riverside, this woman, female judge, Biden judge, which is Obama Part 3. She accused the administration of recklessly violating the law and in its efforts to deport illegals. And she said, terrorizing immigrants. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3.
Got the to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, why does violence happen? Why does violence happen? Why? It's everywhere. It's in the air. It's everywhere. And it's bad. And it's going to get worse if we don't deal with it. And nobody's really dealing with it but us and the Great White Hope. But why did violence happen? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can podcast the show and run around and take care of what you got to take care of, no matter what it is, while listening to the show on your phone. Thanks to whatever, the listen line, by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131 on TalkStream Live. Thank you, TalkStream Live, for making it possible. You made it possible. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Get it off your chest today. It is. Whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Pamela Brown explores the rise of Christian nationalism.
We've never seen it happen as fast as what's happening in the United States right now.
And its growing political influence.
Christian nationalism is an ideology rooted in the belief that our country was founded as a Christian nation and that our laws and institutions should reflect Christian values.
Why? Is that bad?
We support ICE and law enforcement.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to punch you.
And you're
going to
get in trouble for that.
Okay.
Whoa.
Students that did walk out, the deputies are dealing with. ICE protests on campus that was friendly and supposed to be safe.
Animal.
I love him. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say about that racist stuff. And don't be looking at me on the news hating on me because I'm standing up for somebody that deserves to be stand up for. Get off the man's back. Let him do his job. He's doing the right thing. Back up off of him. And Grandma said it.
I will listen to her. It's amazing to me. And I do the same thing. I'm guilty of this one. That black people don't speak well. They don't speak English well. And I remember in the good old days, that was not accepted. You said, when I can hear my English teacher now going off on me for not speaking proper English. And she was black. But it's so accepted now that it's not even funny. And she said, okay, speak black. What the? But let me just tell you this. Number one, we had the ladies' forum last night. Everybody and they mama showed up, and black, and if you're white, everybody, their mama showed up. It was an amazing women's forum last night. Ladies, you know what? I said this year, James, remind me this on Sunday, I said we're going up to the 30th floor this year. We're going to the 50th floor. We're going higher than 30 because, and the way that the leaders are working, they'll be at the 30th floor soon. So we're going up to the 50th floor this year. We're going to leave the basement and the first floor. Last night meeting was a blessing. It was interesting. So stay with it, ladies. Stay with it. Stay with it. And I went to bed late last night as a result. I had to tell the ladies when the meeting was ended, and they were standing around chatting with each other, fellowshipping. I'm like, y'all ain't never going to leave. I ain't go home. I got to bed really late. I closed my eyes only for a moment. I closed my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. Dust in the wind. It was like dust in the wind. I closed my eyes for a moment, and it was 3 o'clock already. I was like, what the? And I would have been really late. But a man got to do what a man got to do. It was worth it. It really, really was. And so what I forgot to mention at the beginning of this month, February, I forgot to mention. I was like, what the? I think Hake was somebody reminded me of it, that this second Sunday, I believe, maybe the first, second Sunday of February. Oh, yeah, a counseling guy reminded me. I was counseling, and he reminded me that this month was Bonds, my nonprofit organization, birthday. As of the second, I always measure about the second month of second Sunday in February, because I remember the second Sunday. So I don't remember the date. The year was 1990. But the second Sunday was the 36th birthday of my nonprofit Bond of Rebuilding the Family by Rebuilding the Man. We were founded February 11th, 1990. And as of this month, we have been around for 36 years. And so this song is for all the people who made it possible. This song is for you and Bond. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday, Bond. I didn't hear the other guys singing, but they were in the background. They didn't turn the mics on for some reason. But whatever. Thank you all so much. 36 years of doing this. I never imagined it. I never thought of what would happen. I never had a plan for Bond. Isn't that amazing? For 36 years, I've been taking it daily. Whatever happened, happens. With the meetings and everything. And I take no credit. It truly happened on its own and with your help and I am grateful. Thank you. 36 years of bond, rebuilding a man. The Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, rebuilding a man by rebuilding a family by rebuilding a man, all men. And the ladies, too, now the ladies are heavily involved as well. They want the truth as well. So stay with us, stay with us, stay with it. 36 years sound like a long time, but it feels like nothing, like a day, like it was last night, a meeting. Hey, what do you want to say?
Nice.
Amazing.
Thank you, guys. Shout out.
Shout out.
And we, I think my first came on the 17th anniversary of Bond.
Oh,
was
yeah?
My first meeting at Bond. Right. I showed up in February of 2007.
Amazing. Uh-huh. You remember that?
Yeah.
The date.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Uh-huh.
I remember when Hank first showed up, he was so pitiful. I mean, downright pitiful and weak and pathetic. Hate was so weak that I started to, before we start the Sunday morning fellowship, I would have Hate come up and talk. And he was shaking in his boots and just could barely speak. And so I would, every Sunday I would have him come up, and he was so afraid. He said, you stopped coming for a while, right? Or you said you would if I keep having you up.
I did stop coming. I was hanging out with my friend.
He stopped coming.
And I was like, oh, this is nice.
He stopped coming because I would have him come up in front of the audience and speak just before we start the Sunday morning fellowship. And so I said, all right, I won't do that. I won't call you up. And then he stayed. He forgot about his friend then. But now when I see him, I don't even remember that until I have to remember right now. He grew. Everything, it was amazing to see the change happen without really noticing it. It's like seeing your kids grow from child to adult when they look around and they're full grown. And so, and I've seen so many men and women grow like that. Really. Amazing, huh?
Yep. It's pretty cool.
Nice. So you're telling me that there's a video on the 27th anniversary?
No. Yeah, there was a video that Daniel put out on the Bond YouTube channel from the 27th anniversary. Not a clip that we can play here.
Right.
But a video on the Bond YouTube channel where you were celebrating the 27th anniversary.
Amazing.
Yep.
36 years. I can't hardly, when I say it, it's hard to believe it. Because it looked like 36 years will feel different, like old or something.
It's almost half your lifetime.
Almost half of whose lifetime?
Yours. So far.
Whatever.
Let's see. You are 76?
No.
70. Yeah, you are. I want to say that you're.
I thought I was 75.
You thought like lit.
Am I really 76?
Yes, Joe Biden.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because you were born in 49, right?
Right.
And
I'm 76 years old.
And we're well past 2025. And so this year,
I thought I'd be 76 in May.
If it be the Lord's will, you'll be 77.
In May?
I believe so.
No.
If I can do my math, 6 plus 1 is 7. It's 49 to 26.
So I'm already 76.
Yeah, if your birth certificate is correct. You never know in the South.
I've been saying 75 that because I thought I was 75.
Right. You can use those round numbers.
No, I want to use the correct number. I just didn't know. What the?
I know. I called myself 43 when I was already 44, something like that. Or 42 when I was already, I don't know.
Amazing. But congratulations to Bond, my nonprofit organization. 36 years, 36th anniversary of Bond. And I really, really, for people around the world, I really do appreciate your prayers, your finance, the changes that you have overcome, the things you have overcome in your life, men and women, and everything. Thank you all so, so much. All right? I do appreciate it. Nice. So happy 36th anniversary, Bond. Let me go to Beverly, a first-time caller out of Cleveland, Ohio. Beverly, you are on the air. Hey, Beverly.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Jesse? You know
all is well.
This right here is my fourth time hearing you. And I just call to tell you, honey, you're doing a great work, baby, and don't come down here for nobody. You hear me? I mean, because, honey, God is pleased with you, brother. And you're doing great work here.
Thank you, Beverly.
And look here. And Jesus love you, honey, and I love you, baby, and nothing you can do about it.
Right on. I appreciate your love. Thank you, Beverly. Amazing. Amazing. Let me go to Eva out of Tennessee. Eva, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Eva.
What's going on?
I have an aunt named Eva on my daddy's side of the family.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Eva.
You tell me that.
Right on.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and ask you the question I wanted to ask is how I overcome something that happened 20 years ago.
By forgiving.
Forgiving who? Like
whatever happened.
I mean, would I have to go to those people and forgive them?
No.
I don't know where they...
No. Just realize they could not help themselves. Forgive them. They know not what they do. They were blind as you before you start. If you're working on yourself, before you start working on yourself, you were blind. So forgive them. Don't hold anything against them. And your body have already healed from the situation. But now your spirit will heal because you have forgiven. The way to defeat evil is to forgive.
I thought about that because ever since I've been listening to your show, you talk about how you have to forgive your parents and all that.
Yes.
And I forgave my parents. And then I thought, well, I've got to forgive these people because whenever this happened to me, I feel like that shaped my whole life. And it basically, every decision that I made after that was because of that moment.
No, it was not because of that moment. It was because you became angry. Had you not become angry when that happened, it would not have affected you at all. You would have walked away from the situation free. And if it was a body situation, you felt some pain in your body, but the real you would not have felt anything about it at all. But you became angry, and no one told you don't be angry. And so that's why you have not forgotten about it, because you have not forgiven it.
Well, I told myself, like, I forgive these people, but I don't know how come it's still nothing has changed after I've forgiven them. Like, I understand that they didn't know what they were doing.
Right.
And, you know, so, I put myself in a predicament. Yeah. So there is responsibility on both sides.
So now when the thoughts come about it, just be aware of the thoughts, but don't call the thoughts you. Do nothing about it, but just be aware that the devil is trying to remind you of a past which doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Because when that happened, it happened then. It's not happening now. But if you listen to thoughts which are evil and not your own, they're going to try to make you think it's still happening, and it's not. So when the thoughts come about it, let it pass, and eventually you will have no more thoughts about it. You will forget about it.
I recently started back on medication because of that, and I don't know if that's, I don't know, But I get really a lot of anxiety, and I've been wanting to go back to church. And I went to church for a whole year, but it was torture for me to go to church because of how anxious I get going places and being around a lot of people. It stresses me, but I force myself to go. And I thought that if I did that, I would be able to work through it or whatever. And it never changed. But I feel like I want to go back to church, but I can't. So I'm wanting to, I just got put back on medication, and I was hoping that would help me. I don't know.
No.
Help me go back to church.
And who is afraid to go to church? Who are you?
I don't know who I am. That's the problem.
Right. And what I want you to know, the fear that you have about that's in your body, your mind and body, of going to church is not you. And so don't ever call the fear you again. Be aware of the fear, feel the fear, live with the fear, but don't call the fear you. And then go to church anyway, shake it in your boots with the fear.
Mm-hmm.
Feel it. Do nothing about it. And I promise you, if you don't fight with it, if you don't call it you, it will be taken away from you. And you will see that the fear was always an illusion. It was never real. But because you believed it, it stopped you from living your life. Be aware of the fear. Feel the fear. Get in the fear. Let the fear happen. But don't argue with it. Don't call it you. Just be aware.
Like, right now I'm feeling that I get crying and stuff. Is that part of, the anger and the fear, too?
Yes. That's not even you crying. It's the fear.
Yeah.
It's the ego, evil nature that's in your mind and emotions, in your body, but it's not you. I promise you, Eva, it is not you, but you have identified with it by calling it you and thinking that it was you. And so it's a man thinking, so it is. It's not you at all.
I was going to set up an appointment to talk to the pastor and his wife at church, and I don't know if that's even a good idea. I did do counseling with you, and I feel like that helps me, and I don't want to get, two different,
right.
I don't know. I feel like Christian people, everybody has a different idea. It's always different interpretations of everything.
The Christians are crazy. The Christian people are out of their mind. And the reason for that, because they're intellectual and they know about God. They read about what somebody else said about God. They read this.
Right.
But they don't know God. And that's why everyone have a different opinion, because they're of their father, the devil, and don't know it.
So do you think it's the devil trying to get me to go back to church? Because we have talked to people. Me and my husband have talked to people at the church, and they're, talking about how Jesus had righteous anger, and we were both no, he didn't. And,
that's right. They're lying
to you. I don't know if it's wrong for me to, is it the devil trying to get me back going to church? I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you watch our church service?
I don't, but
watch our fellowship. You go to rebuildingaman.com/church. rebuildingaman.com/church. And watch that on Sunday morning. And it starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Eastern time. Start watching that, and you'll see what the devil is doing to you. He's doing it to everyone. And there are many women who are starting to become aware of that and overcome. So watch our fellowship for a while and see what's happening.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jesse. This is the first time I've called you, and I wasn't shaking in my boots.
Right on. And so, but I really want you to know the fear is not real. And every human being has fear. Every human being has fear, except for those men and women who are starting to go through the fear and overcome it. The illusion of fear is just an illusion. It's not real at all.
Yeah.
So don't call it you anymore. Don't argue with it. Be aware of it, the thoughts about it, the emotion of fear in your body. Relax in it. Walk with it, sleep with it, eat with it, but don't call it you, and it will be taken away.
That's so crazy. I feel like I just now, you know, when the crying starts to like want to happen,
yes.
I finally can look at it and now it's basically just went away.
Absolutely.
It's like you're observing it and I'm looking at it and I'm not getting angry at it. Cause I used to get really angry when I would cry cause it reminded me of my mom.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of change happening and I'm really grateful for that.
When she's
and I'm
crying,
grateful for you.
You're welcome. When she's crying, she's lying. And so that's how the fear is going to do too. Observing the fear and not calling it you will take it away from you because you allow, if you don't get into a conversation about it or anything, and the thought's going to come, fear. But don't take a second thought. Don't go with a second thought about it. For example, let's say you have fear, and then the second thought is, oh, I'm going to go and do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this. The thoughts start telling you what to do. Don't go with a second thought. And when you don't go with a second thought, the light will come in, and it will save you from the fear.
Yeah.
It will save you. It will take the fear away. But if you get into thoughts about the fear, calling it you and saying, oh, I'm so afraid, then the spirit of truth can't take it away. It can't help you because you're looking to the thoughts to help you, and the thoughts are the problem.
Yeah. I noticed that when I'm anxious like that, I realized that I was like holding my breath.
Yeah. Relax.
And it would cause me to get like, you know, like shaking and like panicking. I guess they call it like, the panic attacks or whatever. And I realized that I would get the panic attacks, but I would stop breathing. It was like my breathing would, like, I couldn't, like, it's hard to explain.
It's like, catch my breath. I won't be turning back. Catch my breath. But relax. Just relax and watch. And in watching it, it's the light of God, the light of truth, the love. And in watching it, the light will destroy the darkness. It's just that even the panic attack are not panic attacks. They are evil spirits that are acting out inside of you because they don't want you to be in the light. And so they're scared. They are yelling at you. How long will this take? This is too painful. This is too much. This is blah, blah, blah. It's the evil spirits that are reacting inside of you, but you're calling it you because you're having the thought and the feeling, but it's not you. I promise you, it's not you.
So it's all lies that whenever that happened to me, I feel like that's what changed everything, and that's a lie. So what should I have done whenever that situation happened? Because I was still in high school, and I remember going to school like the day after, and that's when the first time I had a panic attack, and it was right after the situation that happened, and it never stopped, and it's been 20 years of that.
Well, only because if someone had told you in that situation, hey, what just happened to your body was wrong, but don't be angry. Don't judge them. If you need to take action, take action, but don't be angry. You would not have remembered that. It would be as though nothing ever happened to you, I promise you. But it's the anger that really hurt the real you because you thought it was you, and it's not. You would be done with it, that situation along that very same day had you not gotten angry.
Okay.
So forgive them. Father, they know not what they do. They're asleep. They are lost, just as you were lost before you start to overcome it. It's the same thing. All right?
I understand. All right. Thank you so much, Jesse.
You're welcome. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Happy birthday, Bond, and thank you to everybody that works with you.
Right on. Happy birthday. Thank you. Bye now. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on fuels.net. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Jesse, quick announcement. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up. The HakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair. The guy that was a beta at one time, now alpha. And after the Hake Report, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. An amazing this. Tell everybody about this episode coming up at 11 a.m. Pacific time. A very interesting discussion with Hayden McDougal, better known as Woman Propaganda. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Violent, lazy, evil. If white people disappear, it's over for the world.
It's over.
A black person will throw their whole entire life away to murder you for saying the N-word.
Are they after you for that?
Everyone wants to kill me, yeah. These Mexicans crying, don't make me go back to Mexico. I thought you were proud to be Mexican.
It's not like they're going to a strange land.
Women are like children. They don't know anything. How bad does it have to get before white people wake up?
It was amazing. You're going to like it. Even the black people watch this. This one will help you, I believe. The FallenState.tv at 11 a.m. Pacific time today, Friday. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on a YouTube channel or locals, jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And then Sunday morning fellowship for all. If you're in the area, come on down. Or you want to travel from different states. People do it all the time now. Countries, they come here for the meetings, the fellowship. At the doors open at 10:30. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/church. Rebuildingdemand.com/church. All right? And thank you all for your support. Really, 36 years of support. Thank you. I do appreciate it. And I want to show you something really fast, and I had planned to get to it. This is from the Blaze Media. CNN is dropping a documentary. Fear-mongering about the political vigor of conservative Christianity just in time for Lent. Watch this from CNN and X.
Well, for the past several months, I've been working on a special project examining the growing influence of Christian nationalism in America. If you're not familiar, Christian nationalism is an ideology rooted in the belief that our country was founded as a Christian nation and that our laws and institutions should reflect Christian values. In the lead up to my hour-long documentary this weekend, we're going to bring you a preview of what you'll see, starting off with the assassination of Charlie Kirk last year.
Charles James Kirk was heinously murdered.
I forget.
forgive him.
Oh, no. I didn't even laugh.
Memorial service was one of the most potent examples of the shift in our culture that we're experiencing right now, where a large segment of American Christians are being activated by these ideas, radicalized by these ideas that say that they are the persecuted ones and that they need to stand up for Christians' rights.
Amazing, huh? Hey, you're saying, what about anti...
Seems like anti-Christian terrorism is more the obvious threat. They even covered it with that shooting of Charlie Kirk.
Yeah. What a mess, huh? Mm-hmm. The only problem with that, these people looking up at the sky and holding their hands up, they're just more of the same.
Indeed.
This is why white people lost their country, because holding your hands up and looking up at the sky ain't doing it. And you're still afraid.
That's a fact.
Though I prefer that than nothing, I guess, because at least they want to be right and do right. But
Some of them.
That ain't going to solve it. When you put those hands down and stop looking up at the sky, you go home and you cry. But it's better than nothing, I guess. And two other quick ones. This and CNN is so wicked, huh? What the? They would prefer to promote anything but Christianity in a Christian country. Here's a Grot is reporting that this is this post shares a classroom video of middle school age student chanting anti-ICE slogan, including profanity, during what appears to be a teacher-led performance. I can't believe this, but I do believe this because I know evil now. I understand evil. Watch this from X.
My name is Kaylin.
Hi, my name is Rafa.
Hi, my name is Ulysses, and we are presenting
The Story of Others.
The stories of others, intertwining like brothers, trying to change and free from struggles.
While at the same time hoping for help under the covers, unrecognized by others.
We are all humans, no matter the race. No disgrace, we all deserve a place, and we shouldn't have to pick up our pace because a police officer is in our face or a crazy white lady sprays us with mix.
We all are not thugs, and we all deserve hugs, and some of us won't even crush bugs.
We're getting deported by ICE, and I can't understand why everyone can't suffice. We have might, so we must fight. Protest for our rights, look at the future, and set our sights. ICE. Cooked, our system is cooked. Booked, our president should read a book.
Shook, every time we see an officer, we shouldn't be shook. Look, we shouldn't be judged on the way we look.
Light shines through the darkest times, no matter the bull. They will not fold if we all uphold.
The stories of others, intertwining like brothers, trying to change and free from struggles. We can shine as we work together. And who knows, maybe like the phoenix, we will continue to rise.
That is so wicked that I can't find any other word for that. That's pure evil. And the kid said, F ICE, and threw up a finger. And the teacher, it looked like, I guess that's the teacher sitting there. They are teaching this to your children while you are allowing it to happen. The mothers don't want to stay home with them. And the father doesn't have time. He's out trying to earn a living. And this, they're brainwashing your children like that. What are you saying?
Where's the CNN expose on that?
I rest my case. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. Your kids are supposed to be at school learning reading, writing, and arithmetic, but they're literally being taught that kind of evil. The officers are doing their job to protect the American citizen. These kids are told that they're not. Just imagine what they're going to be like as adults. I am happy that at least one father decided, you know what? I'm not going to let this happen to my children. Go out and talk about F. ICE and ICE is trying to do his job in America. I'm not going to let this happen. I'm going up to that school, according to the report. I'm taking my kids out of that. This is not going to, and he seemed to be white. If we had 10 more white men who could stand up, we could save America. So this father, according to a report from Grok, this video depicted a father entering Crestview High School office in Florida to check out his two children during a planned student walkout protesting ICE deportation. Watch this from S.
I'm here to check out because of the protesting. You know, you got kids down there on the overpass. I just about got hit by a car just a second ago. About caused a wreck. Sad.
We do have admins out. Who should be
you have like 1,000 kids on the overpass. One just about got hit by a car.
Okay, we did let the deputies go because the students that did walk out, the deputies are dealing with, they had a ICE protest on campus that was friendly and was supposed to be safe in the avenue.
This is for school. This isn't for kids shouldn't even be involved in that. This is for learning. I have to leave work because while I'm working, I have to worry about what you're manipulating my kids into listening to. It's fake media. I want my son out of here now. Can you call him up here and get him out?
Wow. God bless this one father of love. Just imagine white folks, if all white people stood up like that, if all the men just stood up and said no, America would be amazing. I'm glad to show you one white father, who appears to be white, standing up and protecting his child, his son. Right on. Thank you, sir. You remind me of this guy.
For every one new regulation, two old regulations must be eliminated.
Amazing. The Great White Hope. I've not seen this in years. Because normally white fathers and mothers turn their children over to the public school, let the black beat them up, let the teacher brainwash them and do whatever they want to them because they're afraid of being called racist. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Louis. Louis out of Arizona. Louis, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Louis. Hi, Louis.
God bless.
Thank you.
How's everything? I love your program. I'm enjoying it every day.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
What you said before, so profound, bro. Seriously, about fear.
Yes.
And just identifying it in your flesh as what it is. It's not you. And yet you can hear it in there screaming.
Absolutely.
And you kind of just bring the light to it. I think that's like, that's mind-boggling. I've never heard it said before. And I've been to Africa. I spent a month in India. I traveled around. And I met a lot of preachers, African preachers, like all types of preachers, you know. But I've never heard the gospel quite articulated the way you do. And it's funny. Didn't Moses also have a little impediment with his speech? God just uses people like us.
Huh? I know. Moses, like, I think it was Moses right there.
I can't speak.
I can't speak. I need some help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Lord, like, don't worry about it, baby. I'm a sense about it with you.
He didn't need that anyway. Right. He just thought he did.
Yep.
Hey, they wanted a king, too. He didn't even want a king for them. He's like, they wanted David. So he gave them a king, but it wasn't what he wanted. I don't know, he gives us what we ask for, but it's not always the best for us. You know?
That's right, man. What a mess.
What a mess.
Amazing. Will you stay with it? Stay with it. Stay with it. You haven't seen anything, man. It gets better.
Love it.
All right.
It's beautiful.
Thank you, Louis.
All right. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Kaylee, a first-time caller out of Florida. Kaylee, you are on the air. Kaylee?
Yes, hello.
Hey, Kaylee.
Hi, how are you?
All is well. How are you?
I'm okay. I was watching your podcast while I was waiting,
and I saw what happened at LRHS in Florida.
Uh-huh.
I live in that county, and I did not know that that happened, and that really scares me.
Really?
Yeah.
What a mess, huh?
County. Yeah, I'm actually, like, I'm still a little nerve-wracked because my heart dropped when I watched it.
Well, relax and don't resent it. Be glad that you're now aware that it exists, it is happening. But don't be angry so you don't fall into fear.
No, I had to learn a long time ago that I can't get angry reactively, so I just kind of get scared. Because I know that, for me, fear goes away faster than anger.
Absolutely. So. But if you were to overcome all anger and had no anger in you at all, it would be impossible to have fear.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
Right on.
I did want to call and just let you know that I've never called in before. I've never none of that, but I have been watching your shows for a while. And I just wanted to let you know that I'm very, very appreciative that there's still people like you, despite the risks that you face every day, just voicing your opinion. I know that we live in America and that opinion and speech are protected, they're defended, but unfortunately that's kind of been going sideways lately.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thank you. I have three kids. And sometimes I don't know what I'm going to do when they experience the things in this world that are currently going on and as they get older, because my oldest is currently enrolled in public school for the first time. And there's a lot of jumps and scares and worries, but nothing like what happened at LRHS. And thank God. But I want to say thank you so much, because in this world that we live in today, especially in this country that we live in,
yes,
despite America being the greatest country in the world by far, it's taking a turn, and it's really scary to think about how that might change. I just wanted to say thank you for doing what you do knowing the risks.
Are you not able to homeschool?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, I don't have the finances for that.
Right.
So I have to use public school. But I wish I could.
Amazing. Well, thank you. And are you working on yourself? Like, you doing the silent prayer and all that?
Oh, I've had my back and forth, my struggle with my connection and my relationship with God ever since I was a little girl. But that's between myself and God, and I know he's there. We've been working on it, but I have a lot of slips and a lot of falls when I know I shouldn't.
Yeah. Well, you stay present. Do the silent prayer and stay present, and God is not holding anything against you. All he wants you to do is stay out of your imagination with Satan, but stay present with him by always being aware of where you are and what you're doing, and God is with you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You want me to come over and change that battery for you?
Oh, I've been putting it off for about a month now because I can't reach it. I don't. My tallest ladder is about 2 steps high, so I can't.
Are you black?
No, I've gotten that question before. No.
All right. Well, good to hear from you. And do the silent prayer. Stay present. You'll be fine.
Thank you so much.
All right.
God bless you.
You too.
You have a great day.
All right. Amazing. 888-77 Jesse. Super chats.
Very nice. Over on YouTube, Angela with yet another super chat. No message.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Amazing.
Jim in Alaska. Happy birthday, Bond. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. It's amazing, Jim. 36 years of Bond. That's amazing. So that means I've been doing media for 36 years.
Indeed.
Because I started radio and then got into TV and radio again and every 36 years ago now. Amazing. Thank you.
Very cool.
Thank you, Jim.
And Jermaine, thank you, Jesse, for the truth working through you.
Thank you. And you stay with it. It's working through you as well. because you wouldn't be able to see it in me if it wasn't in you. Amazing. Thank you.
Moses props with a couple of super chats. That's amazing. One day before my birthday, he says.
What, Bond or my birthday?
Maybe Bond.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
Amazing show today. Love Jesse and the amazing team, says Moses P.
Thank you. The team is amazing. And thank you for helping us to make that possible. Thank you.
Kaya in North Carolina, happy birthday to the best nonprofit on this side of heaven. Words cannot express the gratitude within me for the first time I heard a JLP clip 5 short years ago. Overcoming is amazing. Love y'all. Cheers to many, many, many more birthdays.
Right on. Hey, Kyle, thank you. And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Thank you for your support. But you stay with it. Amazing. Thank you very, Mamma Mia, hola, CCO, very much. Gracias.
Sion says, "Ah, Jesse, I love Hank, too. He reminds me of some ex-white country red boyfriend without the glasses, emoji, and without the accent. He loves you, tear, crying. And I don't know, I have number 3 boyfriend laughing. I feel safe and protected by y'all, I guess. Piano ain't nobody's business." Musical notes.
If I decide to take the notion and jump in the ocean, ain't nobody business if I do. Amazing. Thank you, Sion. And you got 3 lovers. Wow. And we all love you the same. Thank you.
Sean H., happy birthday to Bond. Thank God for the great black hope, my future president. I love you, Jesse. 4 hearts.
Right on. I love you back. Thank you. Amazing. And thank you for your support. Thank you for the birthday wish.
Very generous. Shout out to Cactus Eater Bear, Misty, Wolf 336, Groovy Monkey, Army Ann, and the D-Live crew. Thank y'all.
Amazing. Thank you all. I do. Good morning, D-Live. Thank you all very much.
Mio is a cute dog, Kappa. Jesse, rest in peace. My granny, she got hit by a bazooka. Yeah, I think about her every time I hit the something that I shall not repeat, but it rhymes with it. Kaboom, kablow, kaboom.
Amazing. And Grandma, is it real?
I don't know. You never know.
If it's true, may Grandma's soul rest in peace. Amazing. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe, here's another poem. Bond going strong by the grace of God.
Yeah.
Freeing minds, silent prayer with a nod. Christ is the only way. The Father keeps us growing day by day to day. Love y'all.
Thank you. As Nick Fontaine says, Christ is King. Christ is King. Thank you. Amazing.
Pastor Chatelet on Rumble with the Rumble rant. Feed that ceiling bird, lady. Chirp.
That's amazing.
She can't reach it.
Right,
she
can't reach it.
Pastor Chatelet, 111 gold pills on pilled.net. If they have never seen anything like the current revival, they should go have a look at the first and second great awakenings that bookend the American Revolution. America was founded on Christ, and they hate Christ.
That's for sure. What a mess. Thank you.
Bulgar Wolf, happy birthday, Bond. Shout out the whole team.
Thank you. Shout out. Thank you very much.
Moses P. says another super chat, Bond.
Very amazing. Nice. Thank you, Moses P.
Very kind.
Yep.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Thank you all. And again, thank you all for helping to make 36 years possible. Amazing. Brody, a first-time caller out of Michigan. Go ahead.
Hello. Wow, my bad. I'm nervous right now. my question for you is, how do I go about forgiving my mother? I'm 16. She died 3 years ago. And I can't really do it in person.
Just realizing you're wrong for resenting her, being angry at her, because she could not help herself. Her mother screwed her up, and so your mother did the best she could. It wasn't right, but she couldn't help it. And knowing that alone, God will help you and cause you to forgive her.
Yes, I never really realized that until I started watching your show. It, like, stuck with me crazily. It, like, opened my eyes, and it's, like, I'm very thankful.
Well, you stay with, and you're 16 years old?
Yes, sir.
You're so fortunate to be coming back to reality at 16. You stay with it, and so when the thoughts about your mother come, let them pass. She could not help herself. Are you doing the silent prayer?
No, sir.
Start doing it. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer so that you can stay out of the thoughts. You can stay present with love, with the truth. And the truth will change your life, I promise.
Understood.
So call me. I'm out of time, but call me again so we can talk more, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Brody. Take care now.
Thank you for your time. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. I am so out of time. What an amazing Friday. Get it off your chest Friday. And 36th birthday of Bond, my nonprofit. Thank you all again for helping to make that possible. It took all of us to make that possible with the help of God. Let's do real fast super chat.
Mio is a cute dog, says Jesse. My therapist recommended you. I am healed.
Right on. Amazing.
Very nice.
Nice.
And now I think that's all for now.
Okay. Thank you very much. Rick from Virginia. Alex, a first-time caller out of Utah. The calls that are coming in now. I'm out of time. The Hank Report is coming up now. And then the FallenState.tv, brand new episode, the FallenState.tv at 11 a.m. And after that, the American Anchor Baby, around 12 or so. The American Anchor Baby. And then I'll see you on Sunday at the Fellowship. Doors open at 10:30, meetings at 11 for all. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Happy birthday, Bond. 36 years. Amazing. Take care, folks. I'll see you on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't ride. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.